Ashley Freeman had that adolescent thickness about her, one she was just starting to grow out of, as the teeth in her head straightened into their adult positions. Her hair was dirty blonde and homespun, but tamed in a ponytail. Her skin paler from bunkering in the shelter of acorn trees while wearing camouflage jackets that reversed into safety orange. She was just at the age when you could glimpse into what she'd look like as an adult, like her mother, but young enough that you could put your finger on exactly what she had looked like as a child. She was as country came. Photos often showed the girl, tall at 5'7", sporting rifles and slinging the carcasses of various animals over her shoulder. Proud, like mink. Family bragged of her marksmanship and ate the deer she'd drag home from the hills, supper killed with unflinching precision. Sometimes, over the wood stove, Danny would make snack trays of turkey strips and deer steaks, paired with cans of Pepsi to wash them down, of which he could drink a six-pack in a day. Later, he'd make wind spinners from the cans and hang them from the gutters to add flutter and rustle to their singing home. As a child, Ashley would watch the hypnotic silver and blue play against the sky on idle afternoons. Like a good Oklahoma girl, she did her best to suppress her emotions, bred to see crying as weak, but anger as strong. This is the Oklahoma way. But pain seemed to gnaw its way from the inside out. And in the past year, she'd lost a few pounds of that baby chub, and the gold of her hair was losing its luster. Life had slapped her hard in the face, leaving a red mark of grief on her cheek that just wouldn't go away since her big brother's death. That afternoon, she arranged and rearranged the hand-picked flowers of a bouquet, one made of hay from the yard, holly, Christmas rose, and fiery witch hazel sprigs, ready to replace the last bouquet from the side of a rural country road that had been stolen, plucked from the gravel. The floral arrangement took her back to times when she and her father traveled together, over and under the nearby Oklahoma state lines between there and Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. They went anywhere the gas could take them, to collect cattails and lotus pods and various wildflowers. Cattails were their best seller, at 10 cents apiece to local florists. Ashley's mother would stay home to work at an optometrist's office, while Shane continued on with his extracurricular activities and time spent with friends. Notwithstanding the cattails, which would fill the backseat at any given time, Ashley and Danny would arrange their hand-picked commodities into spectacular sprays of sunroots, rattlesnake masters, and Indian blankets. Displays of fire and sky, wrapped in ribbon, and sold for $20 apiece. Though you could get the price down to 15, if Ashley was feeling kind enough. That was summertime, when red sunsets lingered over the fields after long days, hair tangling in the thick, hot wind of a speeding truck. She'd trace her hand over the passing fields, and a dirty fingernail along the horizon, wishing for all the things that teenage girls wished for. The carefree heart, the white trash kiss, reckless love. What little she could have known of growing up back then, walking in her father's shadow and eating fried pickles and pink lemonade on the side of the road to let the truck cool. And now, her 16th birthday. It was the second half of winter break, one that lacked the vibrations of Christmas due to the weight of mourning. Ashley straightened the blonde straw under her knee while listening to Billboard's Best of Country from her brother's radio. Because she had just moved up from her room to his, half of his furniture remained, though she couldn't bear looking at his Sports Illustrated calendar a second longer. She kept his football trophies and dusted them often, his worn Nikes at the foot of her bed, the blue and white Welch Wildcats football jersey he should have been buried in hung on the wall.